We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve Alexander, Dr. A. Welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today is Thursday, April 11th. Rick Campbell is here to talk about hoops as we do every single Thursday. And this is our last Thursday of the regular season.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It is Dr. A, FSWA Hall of Famer, Steve Alexander. I'm Rick Kamla, the fantasy freak. And we are here. This is championship week. Last week should have been championship week for your league, but there are leagues that are playing their championship week this week. You know, go time, right? With rest, shutdown, Giannis going out. No, this isn't it. You don't play your championship game this week. So, Doc, look, my business is all but taken care of in fantasy basketball, except for one league. How many teams in this league? It's a 16-team league. Closing in on another championship here. I'm liking how the points are stacking here, heading into the final 3 days. But the rest of my leagues, Doc, are in the rearview mirror. The dust has been settled. I have a very, very, very good story to tell you and the people about that. But I want you to start us off here. How did you win 30 deep for the second time? And you are now one chip away from the Dr. A dynasty in 30 deep.
Well, I drafted Victor Wembanyama with the 25th pick. Honestly, that's how I won. The first year that I won was 2011/2012. And that was when I picked up Linsanity 2 days before Linsanity happened. I took you out in the finals in that one. And that's a tough one, dude. That was tough. This one I took out Dan Besbris, and thank goodness we're not playing this week because Victor Wembanyama is probably done for the year. I'm down 0-6 and tied in 3 right now. If we would end up having to play this week out and it mattered, I don't know that I would have held on, but I had an incredible draft. I went Wemby number one. I took Darren Fox with my second round pick. Austin Reeves was my third rounder. Somewhere in there, I picked up Coby White and Cam Thomas. Peyton Pritchard was huge for me all year. So I just had a really healthy and fun year. And that in 30 deep, man, if you can stay healthy and you can put six or seven guys out there that play a lot of minutes, you're going to do well. It's just finding six or seven guys to put out there every night that can get it done. And Zach Collins, when Wemby wasn't playing, Zach Collins was doing well. So those two kind of pivoted off each other. But I'm so thankful to get a second 30 deep title.
Dr. A, congratulations, man. That's big. A lot of the guys that win the title in 30 deep, they put that in the name of their team, 2017 champ, 2019 champ, whatever it is. It's that big of a deal. I still have not won this chip yet. I am about to dock here shortly. Now, I don't know if it's today or whenever. I'm about to pen my soliloquy to have 30 deep change from a weekly league to a daily league because it's no longer 1994 when we all started this thing. It's 2024. or whenever we started. I don't know, it was 1994, but it was a long time ago.
You're going to make a presentation to the rules, or what they call it, the what did he call that the other day? The committee, the competition committee.
The people that I'm going to lobby to change this great league to the way that it should be. Now, Dr. A, in recent years in fantasy basketball, I have been unlucky. I've had, you know my teams, Doc, and yeah, I'm sure you're basically in the semifinals in every league in every year that you play. And so that's typically the case for me. But I haven't been getting shut out, but I've just got a lot of bad stories to tell, right? Well, not this year. Doc, I was in four Yahoo leagues. Like I said, I'm in one championship game this week. I'm going to win three out of those four. I won Cam Dynasty, final four of 30 deep. This is probably the most successful season I've had, like by percentage. I'm going to win a chip in four out of my six leagues, so 66%. That's about as successful as I've ever been, and I've been successful. So I'm very excited right now, Doc. I won a nice little stack of money in a league called, what's this league? Just NBA Dynasty. I won 723 to 703. How did I win? Pickups, streamers, staying one step ahead of the opponent. That's how you win. And that's how I won that league. Doc, I'm about to win a, it's a 16 team league. And this league, Doc, I got to give you the math on this league. Okay. I mean, and I'll get to Cam Dynasty here in a minute. In the regular season, it's a 16 team league, and it's not a regular, it's a, you know, it's a custom league on Yahoo. 20-1 was my record in the regular season. And I had, let's see here, 113,000 points. The next highest guy had 93,000 points. And so I lost the second to last regular season game, Doc. And I lost Cat. I lost Kuzma. I lost another main dude, Jalen Johnson. So I was like, am I not going to close the deal here? Got a very, very close win last week, and it looks like I'm going to close the deal. Now, in terms of Cam Dynasty, Doc, I am super excited about winning this championship. Ken Kreitz won it last year. The K-Train, obviously our colleague here at RotoWire, and he was in it, had a badass team. Me and Ken and Darren Wilson, who's a media guy in Minneapolis, we had the three best teams in the league. One of us were going to win this championship, and it ended up being me. Doc, here's how I won this league. Because Sunday was a war of attrition. It came down to Sunday. I had like some little leads going into Sunday, but it was all going to come down to basically Sunday night with the Minnesota LA game. He had Anthony Davis. I have Reeves and I have LeBron. So as the day goes along, he loses three guys due to injury. Kind of sort of the reason I won. Okay. You got to have some luck, guys. He lost Draymond Green to the back. He lost Anthony Davis to the eye. And he also lost, who else did he lose? And Franz Wagner to the ankle injury, okay? All on the same day. Now, Doc, I on that day couldn't play James Harden, and I didn't. And he had a great first half, and I was like, oh, my God, what did I do? But then he left midway through the third quarter. That's why I didn't play him, because he was off the injury report, then on, then started, and I was like, no, I don't trust this at all. I also had who else left? Jalen Johnson left the game, and LeBron James couldn't play, and I couldn't play Caruso as well. So I had injury hits. He had injury hits. And Doc, really, what won the league for me, man, were streamers throughout the week. I streamed Reggie Jackson on a pop night. I streamed. Remember the Saturday game the Torian Prince had against Cleveland when he popped for 18 with four threes. I had Highsmith in the game where he had 12 points, four steals, a block, and two threes. I had LaRavia on Friday night. It wasn't that great of a line, but he gave me 1-1-1 in the block, steals, and threes. Metu, Chimezie Metu, who I want to talk about more here in a minute. Saturday was the streamer, Doc. I mean, this was a three-run home run of a streamer, okay? He had 20 points, went 9 of 9 from the field, three steals, two threes, okay? And it came down to the fantasy gold, as it always does with me and Darren. And then I streamed Hauser on the night. He had 25 points with seven threes. I streamed Davion Mitchell in that game at the Garden when he had 11 points with some goodies on good shooting. That's why I won the league, guys. That was the margin of victory. me streaming and nailing the streamers. So again, even if you've got a rock star team like I do, you've got to get the nuances. You've got to go into the cracks for these guys, man. So Doc, let's pivot to tonight and talk about Chimezie Metu. Because,
well, it's funny you mentioned him, because I picked him up last week in 30 deep and threw him on my roster just in case I had to play this week and needed a warm body. And he's it. He's in my lineup if we were playing, if it counted.
So Metu, like, helped me win this league. He will always be in my good graces because of that. In the last game, he went 7 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, and a 3. That game that I told you about, okay, I already gave you the stats on that. Tonight, it's Detroit at Chicago. So, Doc, I really like this spot. This is the last challenging slate of the NBA season. There are no games on Saturday. Friday, everybody plays. Sunday, everybody plays. I think everybody plays on Friday. I know everybody plays on Sunday. So you've got these huge silos on Friday and Sunday, and it's not going to be hard filling out your lineup. The decisions are going to be between, like, Aaron Gordon and, Jaden McDaniels, like really good decisions, okay? So tonight, Metu, and I'm recommending people getting him in there. I think he'd be a good look in DFS as well. Maybe even, Doc, for a little double-double prop, right? I mean, not like the double-double prop, but a point-rebound prop, because if it's at, like, 15.5, 17.5. I mean, I like Metu. I think he's going to put up numbers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why he would not put up numbers. There's no reason that he should not finish this thing off with a flurry of stats across the board. And I'm with you. He's going to be super cheap in FanDuel, super cheap in DraftKings. He's going to be a value pick no matter where you get him. And he should have an unprohibited path to stats.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Let's check out his point and rebound combo here on DraftKings, Dr. A. And here we go again, Doc. Here we go again. This is such a pet peeve of mine. This is such a... Guess what, Doc?
There is none.
Guess what?
There is no
point in rebound combo prop for Chimezie Metu.
Not yet, there isn't. Maybe at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
There's so many things I want to say right now, so many cuss words I want to utter right now, and I'm just let's just keep it moving, man. That ain't cool, DraftKings. That ain't cool, man. Like, we're gonna spot the actual guys who could pop for us, and you're just gonna take them off the board. It drives me crazy. Absolutely drives me crazy. That's why we don't do the prop game a lot. I mean, legit. Like I was at another place, last year, another house for a minute, and doing all this prop betting and doing a morning, thing like we're doing right now. And you get hot on these guys, man. This guy's gonna pop. So and so's gonna miss a game. I got the little nook and cranny here, guy. And of course, it's never on DraftKings because the wise guys and girls at DraftKings know that too. But it's so shady and so sketchy and so greedy of them not to put these lines out on these players. It's so greedy. It literally pisses me off, Doc. It is a massive pet peeve of mine. He's a starter for a team right now. Put out a prop on him. Elevate the number. Let us target it. They just take it off the board. Screw you, DraftKings. I mean, legit, screw you. That ain't cool, man. That ain't cool. It's greedy. I got another guy for you. Can I interest you in Sam Hauser, who, like I said, he was my booty call. He was my fantasy mistress. He was my one-night stand again and again and again and again and again over the season, okay, Doc? Against Milwaukee the other night, 8 points, 2 steals, 2 threes. Okay. You're not going to get a huge game usually from him. Tonight, it could be an empty-the-bench game for Boston, Doc. Tatum is questionable. Brown is questionable. Holiday is questionable. Porzingis is questionable. Derek White is not questionable. But it's probably going to be a bench game for the Celtics. They're at home against the Knicks, who are a great defensive team. But this is about minutes. This is about shots. And I think Sam Hauser is going to be a good source of threes tonight.
He should be. I mean, anytime that Jaylen Brown is not playing, you want Sam Hauser in your lineup. We talked about this the last 3 weeks. I don't know why Boston would not rest everyone from now until the playoffs, because I mean, you worked really hard. You conserved energy all year. You're up 15 games or 14 games, whatever the number is. It's absolutely ridiculous. Giannis is done. The Bucks are clinging on to the number two by a thread right now. And Boston can just chill, make sure Al Horford feels like a 27-year-old, monster when he gets out there, make sure Porzingis has zero tweaks on his body. Tatum and Brown and Derek White should all be good to go. Drew should be good to go. Like, they should just let Sam Hauser shoot every time tonight.
So I agree on the Hauser thing, but I disagree overall. I disagree with that.
You want them to have some flow going into the playoffs? I don't. They're good. I want them healthy.
Here's the comeback to that. Boston has been doing the rest thing for about 2 months. I need to dive into this. I want to talk about this in more detail on NBA radio. It's more of a reality thing than a fantasy thing. But, Doc, here's where my mind is at with this. Let's take the last 30 games, okay, of a sample size for Boston. Doc, I bet in that last 30 games, I bet you they have had their primary lineup with all their guys for 10 of those games. Does that sound advantageous for a team heading into the playoffs? What I'm smelling from Boston is they think that their first round series is going to be their sort of regel. Okay, but what if you get Philly? What if you get Miami and Jimmy Butler decides to join the party? Because Jimmy Butler is in a coma right now. He's anesthetized, okay? He's not Jimmy Butler. But, Doc, what if he just decides to wake up? What if he decides to shoot some Red Bull, okay? And the Jimmy Butler thing is insane. It's insane. Like, so we just say goodbye to you for 82 games and then we say hello to you again? Is that what we're doing here? But that's my vibe with Boston, Doc. I'm not saying they're not going to win the East. I'm not. They're going to win the East, okay? So we're sort of nitpicking maybe about a point is moot situation here, but I don't like this. I don't like, they got a back-to-back. So Horford one night, Porzingis the next. They've been doing this for 2 months, Doc. 2 months.
They've been doing it all year.
And they've continued to win. They have, but I don't like it. At some point, to me, you got to get lathered up because – Doc, you can't take that first round for granted. And you've got 5 days off. Remember the play-in tournament week, Monday through Friday, we're going to be watching these PIT games. The top six teams are off their feet for 5 days, Doc. Five. Why do you need to rest now? You got a 5-day break coming up.
You can never be too healthy. You know, it's interesting because I've been talking Celtics all year, and you're like, nah, I got Denver or whoever you got. And you just have been reluctant to join me on this Boston bandwagon that I'm currently
Hold on. For the East or the whole thing?
Well, I got Boston for the whole thing. I think you got Denver for the whole thing, or you did.
No, I do. I have Denver. Denver beat Boston twice this year. Murray went off on the best defensive backcourt twice. I'm rocking with Denver, bro.
No, I got Celtics. I've had them all year, and I love the fact that they're resting. I'm not worried about them the flow when they get going. This is not the Atlanta Hawks we're talking about. This is Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Al Horford, guys with experience, guys, Jrue Holiday, you know, Derek White, guys who know what they're doing, guys who are well coached. That team is well run. This is not the same thing as trying to get a team like the Sacramento Kings ready for the preseason. like the Celtics are just better than that, I think.
I hear you, dude. I hear you. That's Dr. A, Steve Alexander. He's an FSWA Hall of Famer. I'm the fantasy freak, Rick Kamla, and we are the OGs. This is the award-winning fantasy basketball podcast on RotoWire. Can I interest you in Xavier Tillman tonight, Doc? And this is only a deep league special, and this is only if Porzingis and Tatum and Brown and Horford and all these guys are ruled out, okay? Can I interest you in some Xavier Tillman tonight? In the last game, he started against Milwaukee, played 18 minutes, 6 points, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 2 threes. I always kind of liked him when he played minutes in Memphis. Can I interest you in some Xavier Tillman tonight as a streamer?
Yeah, you can. I'd rather roll with Tillman than a guy like Luke Kornet.
Me too.
Where I just trust Tillman's athleticism and his ability to play basketball a little bit more than Kornet. And you know, at this point, I don't know why Boston just doesn't let Tillman do his thing. Like, let Hauser shoot it, let Tillman get the rebound and put it back up.
All right. Hauser or Tillman, where are you going there? If you have the decision between the two.
I'm going Hauser. It would all depend on, like, I got to have a good look at this matchup I've got in 30 deep and, like, determine, do I need threes and points or do I need rebounds and blocks and kind of go that route. But I think I need threes and points, so I would be going Hauser either way.
So let's talk about Portland here. We're trying to give you some streamers for tonight. It's the last difficult slate of the NBA season because Friday there's a million games, Sunday there's a million games. Let's talk about the Golden State at Portland game tonight, Doc. You've got Jabari Walker and you've got Chris Murray, and they're probably on your waiver wire right now. And you can go out there and scoop them up. Walker in the previous game against New Orleans wasn't great. 4 points, 10 rebounds, no goodies, okay? But the last 2 weeks, Doc, he's been at 11 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 3. He's very light in the defense, but if you need boards, he could be an over-the-top guy for you. Now, Chris Murray is more versatile, right? He's better at the three line. In the New Orleans game, he went 14, 5, and 2, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 4 threes. Maybe the best game, one of the best games of the year for Chris Murray, whose three-point shot has been very erratic and, frankly, very disappointing this year. Over the last week, Doc, Chris Murray's going 12.6 rebounds, almost a block, almost a steal, and 2.3 threes per game. Jabari Walker or Chris Murray tonight, if you have the choice, which way you going here?
It's really tough because I really don't trust either one of them. But I think the name I trust more just based on the overall way the season has gone would be Jabari Walker. Yeah, I'm going to go with Walker. Did the other dude even play? Oh, yeah, there's Murray. Murray played 37 minutes last game, and he played well. 5 fouls. That's a coin flip, man. I need to know who's starting.
Well, they probably will start. Ayton is playing. Grant is out. Tumati Kamara is out. So these guys are probably going to start tonight, like a 90%. And by the way, a great follow on Twitter, RotoWire NBA. Okay, there's all these constant updates, like right up to game time and stuff. Because right now, look, like we talked about, one of the reasons I won Cam Dynasty was Chimezie Metu. How did I get Chimezie Metu? Well, on Saturday, Doc, you follow the news and you find, and I took that one all the way up to the starting lineup announcement, right? Because if Metu is coming off the bench, I don't want him. I don't trust Monty Williams that way. But if Monty's going to start him, then I trust it. Okay. And boom, they started him. He had a perfect game, basically. And so you got to take this all the way up to game time. Set alarms for yourself. Setting alarms, Doc, is literally the key to me winning all these championships. It's literally the key. Okay. Staying up on in these 20 team leagues, these 16 team leagues. I mean, I started that Pereira dude from Memphis, right? I started that guy from Detroit that we can't say his name, the Evo Budunamum. You know what I'm saying? Like the long name with the B's and the E's. I don't even really know their games. Okay. These are points leagues. I know they're playing 15 minutes. They're getting like 33 and a half points per game. All right. I need a whole fill. Boom. Go in there, dude. And then you cut them and you move on to the next streamer and you churn and you burn. Let me
throw this out here real quick. I started Pereira in a FanDuel lineup the other night and he did not play. So that was me not setting alarms and not paying enough attention and right at game time. But I'll tell you the K train, Ken Kreitz has told me on numerous occasions, the most popular NBA page at RotoWire is the lineups page. And you can go to lineups, and all the proposed starting lineups for tonight are out there. If you go to the lineups page under NBA. So looking at Portland, it says Scoot Henderson, Rayan, Rupert, Chris Murray, Jabari Walker, DeAndre Ayton. Those are the projected starters, and then they'll have this updated right before game time. But it's a great tool to use, and at least there is some science behind that. They're just not guessing what they think the lineup's going to be, but it's also not an exact science because we don't know. But it's the page you want to check out.
Yeah, I mean, you trust us, right? Over here at RotoWire, we're the best in the biz. So, yeah, we got you. Let's get into, Doc, let's take a little bit of inventory here. And by the way, for me on Jabari Walker versus Chris Murray, it depends on what I need. If I'm more in the business of needing rebounds, then I would pick up Jabari Parker and stream him. If I need goodies, fantasy gold, blocks, threes, and steals, which you pretty much always do, then I would go Chris Murray. Just flat, open canvas, I would rather have Chris Murray. All right. I want to revisit, Doc. Were we right or were we wrong about the shutdowns around the league? And let's start with the Blazers right here. I feel like we nailed this, Doc, because we warned people about Jeremy Grant. We warned people about Ayton. Ayton is playing, surprisingly, but Anthony Simons is not. Jeremy Grant is not, okay? I didn't think they were going to finish the season. And as you were, this isn't like Mr. Smart Guy the whole time. There are teams that I misdiagnosed, okay? And we'll get to that in a minute. But if in my thinking on the Blazers, Doc, was if they're going to tank those last 2 years with Damian Lillard, they're of course going to tank the first year without Damian Lillard, right? As they continue to hit the reset button here. So I feel like we nailed Portland with the exception of DeAndre Ayton. I feel like we're getting Gravyville right now with Ayton. I'm surprised he's playing right now. But what was your view on Portland?
Well, I mean, I think the whole story there is DeAndre Ayton. I think you and I both knew that Jeremy Grant was not going to finish this thing out. We kind of knew that Anthony Simons and Malcolm Brogdon would get hurt. Like, a lot of it was not surprising. But when DeAndre Ayton missed that snow game because he couldn't get his car out of his driveway or didn't try,
yeah,
I was like, man, this is done. Like, we're not going to see this dude again all year. Like, I just thought he didn't care and was just going to be shut down. It's almost like Portland is punishing him, making him get out there and play in these games. Yeah. Mr. Max Contract?
Ooh.
Welcome to Portland. Get out there and play with these scrubs that you won't play with. And you're playing every game down the stretch. I don't care if you're ready to go to Cancun or not.
I like it, Doc. That's the take of the day right there. I'm buying what you're selling. And, Doc, the Blazers obviously don't care if DeAndre Ayton gets hurt right now. They obviously don't care about DeAndre Ayton's long-term health and well-being, right? They're playing him. Right, they're resting all these other guys. They're throwing Ayton out there. So they're obviously, you know, the sarcasm continues here. Yes, they obviously don't care if he gets hurt and blows the tire here at the end of the year. They got him out there.
They don't give a damn.
No, they don't. And by the way, the next good year they're going to get from DeAndre Ayton will be his contract year, okay? He is in cruise control mode right now on that max deal. Let's talk about it, though.
He's playing good. I mean, you got to give it to him.
Yeah, but these are silly season numbers, right? Do this in October. Do this in November. Do this in December. Do it when teams are geared up for you. And then he'll go back to being 14 points and 9 rebounds.
He's tearing up that G League, though.
He is.
Those G League.
He really is. You're right. The Memphis Hustle don't know what hit him. The OKC Blue don't know what hit him. The Maine Red Claws, Doc, don't know what hit him. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants, Doc, don't know what hit him, okay? I love that team name. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Oh, my God. You can't make it up. Doc, should we just stand up and take a bow about the Utah Jazz? Should we just take a bow about the Jazz?
That was all you, dude. That was all you. I was not a part of that.
What about the Spurs? I thought Wemby was a shutdown candidate, and then I did an NBA radio show with Antonio Daniels, and he said, Cam, teams don't shut down top picks. And I went back and looked at it, and I was like, he's right. And so I stopped the Wemby shutdown thing like a couple weeks into the season, a month into the season. So we got that right, that Wemby was going to play it out. And, Doc, I know you were saying earlier, you know, he's done for the year. He ain't done for the year. That was a back-to-back. Wemby was mad at Greg Popovich, according to Greg Popovich, about having to sit out last night's game. So I believe Wemby's going to play the last two games here, Doc, and he was not shut down. And then, you know, I don't feel like we were wrong about Devin Vassell, Jeremy Sochan. They were hurt, okay? And they took it way late in the season and then shut them down, right? And now you've got Keldon Johnson, and I was watching the game the other night. He turned an ankle or whatever it was. So he's going to be done for the year. They're not going to bring him back out. So San Antonio did not shut down their main dudes this year, Doc.
No, and I had Wemby in a couple of our leagues, and I got to the playoffs and got second place in two other leagues. And every time Wemby sat out a game, my team just kind of stunk. I mean, that's how good he was. He was just carrying every team I had. And it's funny, I went back and was watching some podcasts that we did in the offseason last year with Adam King. And it was an interview with a bunch of fantasy analysts. And then it's just like, get to know an analyst. And then at the end, he's like, where are you drafting Wembanyama? And what do you think he's going to do? And almost everybody was like, you know, I'd be comfortable taking him in round 4. Maybe round 3, and a couple guys are like, well, you know, if Dr. A is in your league, he's going to take him in the first or second round because he reaches for all his guys. But, man, I did reach for Wemby every year or everywhere that I drafted, and he exceeded my expectations by miles. And these 7 and 8 blocks, 6 and 7 steals, 5 threes, 30 points, 20 rebound games, or just – off the charts, man. And what is going to happen when he learns how to play in the NBA? And what's going to happen when Greg Popovich and the Spurs are running plays for Victor Wembanyama? How deadly is he going to be in fantasy leagues? And will we even be able to allow him to play in regular fantasy leagues? Or are the numbers just going to be too big? I don't know.
A lot to chew on right there. Way back in the day, I talked to a guy when I was back in Minnesota, and he played fantasy hockey, okay, early. And I play fantasy hockey now, I've only played it for like 4 years, Doc. I mess around with fantasy hockey. It is not, you know, a blood and guts thing for me. I mess around with it, kind of stay plugged into the league a little bit. This guy told me that they had to take Wayne Gretzky out of their fantasy league because – I mean, he's scoring 80 goals, 120 assists. Like, he's like, if you get Gretzky, if you get the number one pick, you win the league. So we had to take him out of the league. Are we going to get there with Wemby? I mean, maybe. It's hard for me to believe that we would pull a guy out and say you can't draft him. But it's even nutty that we're having this conversation. Doc, I did reach for Wemby in the championship game I'm in right now. I have Wemby on this team, and Wemby obviously has been a rock star. One of the reasons that I'm what was that, Doc? 20,000 points ahead of the next closest team. It's laughable, man. And so, yeah, I took Wemby in that league. He's been absolutely sensational. And so let's continue on here with these shutdowns, man. The Memphis Grizzlies, Doc. I can't remember what I said, honestly, about them. And I feel like I was wrong about Memphis. I kind of thought that Jackson and Bane would play this out. Clearly, Memphis had other ideas. I thought Marcus Smart would come back at some point, Doc. They just shut their guys down. I mean, they did. Like, I think Smart could have come back. He had the finger. That was like 18 months ago. He jacked up that finger. Like, what's up there, right? Jackson and Bane, to me, were healthy, and then they just got the plug pulled on them. So I was wrong about Memphis. I thought they were going to play it out and try to, like, maintain the culture and maintain competitiveness. And Zach Kleiman, their GM, was like, you pull the guys off the floor. We want to lose.
Well, but they held them. I mean, the fact that Jaren Jackson Jr. was not shut down sooner than he was is a win. I mean, that is a fantasy win. The fact that Desmond Bane came back and played for, what, 5 games after missing half the season? The fact that he tried and even came back out at all, I was impressed by that. Like, that to me signaled that neither one of those dudes wanted to be shut down or wanted to quit on their team.
That's what I'm saying.
They didn't want to quit on the season. Now, they pulled the plug, you know, over the last 10 days. I can't be mad at that. I mean, dude, the injury report, when you look at Memphis right now, it's like 20 red crosses, and then there's like 5 dudes you've never heard of. Without a red cross next to their name. So it's just absolute disaster. The G League, whatever, the Memphis Blue, is that what you said?
No, it's the OKC Blue. They're the Memphis Hustle, Doc.
The Memphis Hustle, yeah. So, yeah. It's bad.
It's the Memphis Hustle. It's the Fighting Jordan Goodwins right now, Doc. That's who the Memphis Grizzlies are right now.
18-rebound Jordan Goodwin.
Hey, I like Jordan Goodwin as a backup point guard in this league, man. That's some silly season stuff that I think matters. Not that he should start for a team, but to me, he's a legit backup point guard in this league. He's a great rebounding guard. He's a really grimy defender. He's got to get the shot better. But let's talk about the Pistons, Doc. We're taking a look back at our advice here on shutdowns, and largely our advice was accurate. However, I was wrong about the Pistons, Doc. And you know what? Screw the Pistons for shutting down Cade Cunningham. I managed to win the Cam Dynasty, okay, in spite of this. And they were playing him, and then they weren't. And now they've changed the injury designation on him, Doc. He went from left knee injury management, which speaks to load management and rest, to now left knee tendinopathy, which tendinopathy has been a very buzzword for injury reports throughout the year here. So I think what they're telling us is he's not playing again this year. Couple of things, Doc. I am so happy with LeBron James. And LeBron James, look, Doc, it got spicy for me in the Cam Dynasty when he was ruled out, right? I'm looking at, I got Anthony Davis lurking against me, right? And blocks are everything in this game with me and Darren Wilson for the chip. And, you know, Davis, like, had the thing with his eye and all that kind of stuff, and he had to leave. I mean, that was very much in my benefit. LeBron didn't play because of the flu. So, Doc, and then Cade Cunningham shut down. I can't play him. I did get Jamal Murray back on Saturday night. That was nice. I somehow managed to go 20-0-3 in the Cam Dynasty this year. I didn't lose a game, okay? Pretty proud of that, man. So I did that in spite of Cade Cunningham. And, Doc, guess what? Guess what? Because last year they did not shut down Cade Cunningham. Pardon me. Last year he was hurt. The year before, they did not shut down Cade Cunningham. Like Antonio Daniels said, they don't shut down top pick rookies, okay? Well, they didn't. So I thought that would continue this year. They've been playing Jaden Ivey all the way through. So is this rest? Is it a little bit of a knee barking at him? Should we be concerned about that? All I know is this, Doc. I am going to be aggressively shopping Cade Cunningham this offseason in the Cam Dynasty. I'm out. I'm good. I really like the player. Okay, I really like the player. The stat lines are fantastic. What I'm going to do, Doc, I'm going to bundle Cade Cunningham with a high second round pick, okay, and maybe one of my younger guys, and maybe just a little sweetener on the edge, okay? And I'm going to go big game hunting for an SGA, for a Devin Booker, for a Donovan Mitchell. I'm going to try to sort of upgrade the guard spot with Cade Cunningham, because I don't trust this Detroit thing, Doc. I don't like how Monty Williams is coaching this team at all, from the hard-ass, heavy-hand approach, right, that has not worked, to the rotations, to the are they going to tank again next year. Doc, I'm out, dude. I'm out. I will be trading Cade Cunningham. Most likely he will, unless it's just crickets out there, he will be off my roster. I'm not just going to give him away, but if I can scoop up a legitimate deal for Cade, he gone.
Well, and I think you and I have been mad at Detroit all year. Like nothing they did all year made sense. And like you said, you know, early on and halfway through the season, they're a team that is trying to figure things out and rebuilding, but they want to win right now and they want to act like they're a team that can win right now, but they're not that team. So you basically have Monty out there making all this money and making all these decisions on these guys, and they're just out there running around like trying to play basketball. But you know, lack of steals, lack of blocks from Cade Cunningham. I think he's solid, but I think he's overrated. I think his name is bigger than his game. I think you feel that way, and that's sort of what you're saying without saying it. His name is big enough that I think you can throw some stuff in there with him and turn it into like a real badass player. And I don't know that Cade Cunningham is the badass player that you really want to build your fantasy team around.
I mean, I think he is if they play. And, you know, he had the stress fracture now, the knee. Like, I don't know. Like, is he just going to have kind of a broken body? Like, these are the decisions we have to make in Dynasty League, guys. Like, he's either mine for the rest of his career, or I make the decision, yeah, I want out on this Cade Cunningham adventure. I want out, Doc. I don't like this movie. I don't. This movie sucks. This is like one of those movies that my wife will put on where it's just a bunch of random ass scenes and there's no ending. The scenes don't tie together. You're like, it's good actors, but it's like, what does this movie even mean? And then the movie just freaking ends. They roll credits and you're like, I didn't even get the ending. They didn't even end the movie. They didn't. Now I'm just pissed, right? They didn't even end the movie. Why did I watch this thing? This is unbelievable. Okay. It's the RotoWire Fantasy Basketball.
Well, the game's played on Cade too. 64-12. 62. Like, there's nothing to like about that. Ugh. Nothing to like.
Lastly here, Doc, we were right about them Wizards.
I am out.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at with Cade. I'm out on Monty Williams, too. I'm out on the Monty Williams thing, okay? What, you know, oh, he was such a great coach in Phoenix. Was he? You had Devin Booker. You had Chris Paul. You had Cam Johnson. You had Mikal Bridges. You had DeAndre Ayton. You had good bench players. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, he didn't suck. He won Coach of the Year and all that. But, like, we're seeing it now. We're seeing it now. You got Stewie. You got Durin. You got Cade. You got Ivy. You didn't even play him right. Clearly, you have no bench. But, anyway, we were right about the Wizards, Doc. In terms of the shutdown thing, we were right about the Wizards. Again, guys, you can see this coming a mile away. First-year shot caller with a team, taking over a team at the bottom. Hello? That's the most obvious tank of all time, okay? What did Danny Ainge do his first year in Utah? They tank. What did Joe Cronin do his first year in Portland? They tank. What did Michael Singer do his first year in Washington? They tank. What did Troy Weaver do his first year in Detroit? They tank. Okay, it's an automatic, Doc. And so we nailed the Wizards.
Yeah, I just got to say, hats off to Jordan Poole for trying to be weirder than DeAndre Ayton. I can't figure out which one of those dudes deserves the Fantasy Flake MVP award this year.
The Fantasy Flake? Is that what you said?
Yes. Corey Kispert and Denny Avdija. I love those dudes. Shout out to Denny for having a good year and making me feel kind of smart for having him on my roster all year. And we kind of called the Corey Kispert thing coming as well. And I'm interested to see what Koulibaly is going to do in the future. Rashawn Holmes, thanks for getting me to the finals in 30 deep. And then thanks for nothing else all year.
And dying.
Kyle Kuzma somehow, some way, just still plugging along and putting up big numbers for those Wiz.
I mean, you know, they say anybody can put up bad numbers on a bad team. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that, but somebody's got to put numbers on a bad team. I just think Kyle Kuzma is a good player and could help a winning team. He's just, you know, he took the money from Washington and it is what it is. Doc, lastly here, let's talk about the Giannis Antetokounmpo injury before we hit the streets and take some of the comments from the people. Giannis goes out, obviously his regular season is over with the calf injury. We don't know when he's going to come back. He might miss playoff games about this. It's all unknown right now. A soleus strain is usually, like Giannis has, a soleus strain is a calf strain. It's usually this particular injury, a 1 to 2 week injury. Damian Lillard said he had this injury. He said it was about 1 to 2 weeks. It's not major, but it's something. And it might eat into Giannis's playoffs a little bit. It may create a re-injury situation for Giannis during the playoffs, God forbid. But Doc, we have two games left for the Milwaukee Bucks. We have games tonight, then Friday and Sunday, we get a million games. So for the Bucks, Bobby Portis could be a league winner over these last two games. Or if you had him in your lineup last night, when he went for 30 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals, 14 of 18 from the field, and 2 of 2 from downtown. The night before, when Giannis blew the tire, he had 15 and 10 with a steal and a 3. In two starts this year, Doc, Bobby Portis is going 28 and 8, shooting 66 from the field and 2/3 from 3. So it's two starts. But when Giannis is out, Bobby goes massive. And Bobby Portis might be a league winner right now because of this.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I would, if he's available in your league, you got to go get him. But I doubt the leagues that are still going on, and there shouldn't be any, but the ones that are, you know, hopefully he's already gone. But him and Pat Bev, man, I think Pat Bev is super strong play right now too. And he's starting for them. And there's no Giannis, so everybody else has to chip in. Middleton's probably going to finish up strong, I'm guessing. And those Bucks, man, they're just barely hanging on. They're a game and a half up on the Knicks, and I guess they held off the Magic. So I guess they're going to do it. They're going to be the number two seed. But with two games left against the Magic a couple days ago, it was looking a little dicey. But they're winning without Giannis, so that's good.
Pat Bev last night went 13-8-6 with a steal and 3 threes. In the Boston game, he went 20-10 with 3 assists and 4 threes. He also might be a league winner for you right now. Go and Portis isn't going to be available on waivers, most likely. He is 78% rostered in Yahoo leagues, but Patrick Beverley is probably 25% rostered. So he's probably out there. Doc, do you remember when we were talking about, and I mentioned those two trades in the Sam Hinkie's letter league where I traded away Trae Young, I traded away Suggs, and it was two different trades. But I got Fred VanVleet, I got Bobby Portis, I got Mike Conley, I got Rudy Gobert, I got Draymond Green, and I got Duncan Robinson. Remember when we were talking about those trades?
Yes.
So your boy won Sam Hinkie's letter because of those trades. I had Portis in my lineup on Sunday, 24 points, 4 bombs. I pulled Conley out because I had already won the game. It was 5-4 going into the late game, so I pulled him out. But I got Fred VanVleet in those trades as well. Final day of the season, he had 24 and 12 with 2 threes and 1 steal. Doc, the guy offered me those trades. It was like VanVleet, Gobert, Draymond, and Duncan Robinson for Trae Young and Ricky Council. Okay. Yeah. Where do I sign? And it was like another cluster of guys for Jalen Suggs and Bol Bol. And I was like, yeah, literally powered a championship, Doc. So, yeah, I mean, this has been a great year. I hope the people out here, Doc, have been winning chips as well. We've been doing our best with you guys with the analysis. And God willing, we'll be back here next year doing it again, too, hopefully through the playoffs. But, Doc, let's hit up some comments right here and talk to the people.
Can I just give my man Luka Doncic a real quick shout-out? 34 points, 9.2 rebounds, 9.8 assists, 1.4 steals, 0.5 blocks, 4.1 triples, and a career high 78.6 free throw percentage to go along with his 49% field goal percentage. That dude took over the league this year. His team took over fifth place in the West. Luka shot up immediately to number two in the MVP odds. And I think it's a two-man race right now between Luka and Nikola Jokic for MVP.
No SGA? SGA is no longer in the core of that conversation for you?
He is. I just can't imagine them giving it to him over Jokic or Luka, but I guess I don't know. I don't know, man. I just know that the season that Luka just dropped in our face is up there with one of the craziest seasons I've ever seen a guy have. You talk about the numbers that kind of pop off the page and scream MVP at you. It was Luka every single night throwing up triple doubles. And dude, they're like 15-2 over their last 17 games. He's helping Kyrie Irving get up off the court. They're acting like brothers out there, and the chemistry is all good. Like, I'm so fired. I'm going to throw some money at Dallas to win it all. That's it. I'm doing it.
Let's talk about that real quick, because Dallas is a freight train right now. They are looking there's no ceiling on them right now, Doc. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no ceiling on them. So let's go to odds to win the championship here. Oh my God. Dallas is a plus 2,200 to win the championship right now. It would not surprise me if they were in the NBA finals. I love Dallas to win it all at plus 2,200. Here's the other bet, Doc. How about Dallas to win the West? I bet the odds are really nice on this as well. Plus 1,100 for Dallas to win the West. I believe right now the West Finals is going to be Dallas and Denver. Although, well, that can't happen. If Denver's in the one hole and Dallas, I got Dallas beating the Clippers in the first round, by the way. And so then that would be a second round meeting. So there you go right there. But they will play. I'm still going to probably go Denver over Dallas, Doc. But I do like Dallas. If you want to get a little fun with your money, throw 10, throw 20, throw 50, whatever you can do to try to really get a big bang and have a dark horse win it all. I think the Mavericks at those numbers are great bets, Doc.
Yeah, I like it too. And I love when the Clippers and the Mavericks play in the playoffs because they hate each other, and it's usually pretty fun. Would you like to hear from the people?
Yeah, let's do it.
Torrey Thompson said, my finals opponent is mad at me because I already have a better team. And now I just picked up Trae Young, Tyler Hero, and Brandon Ingram. Should I feel guilty? That's solid question.
No. That's you fine. Guys, I just went 20-1 on a league of 16 players, and I finished 20,000 points higher than the next closest guy. You want to talk about guilty? That's just greedy. Okay, you know how many games that I had absolutely smoked, and I'm still picking up the Ebabu Kanamams and guys to throw in at the end of my roster to fill holes? Dude, I was trying to run up stats on this league. I went Urban Meyer, Ohio State on these fools, okay? I'm trying to cook you 70-3 around here, and I'm not going to apologize, and I don't damn care if you as a coach are butthurt and don't want to shake my hand after the game. I don't care. I want the dub. Next.
There's not a lot here. I think we're done. I think we're shutting this party down. Michael Gonzalez says my league goes all the way to the final day, 2-week championship round, man. That is tough. That is very hard. And the other thing that's very hard is working in this industry and having to blurb a 15 game night when 30 teams are playing. And that's sort of what we get on that final Sunday. But then again, it's the final day of the season, so it doesn't really matter what you write. It only matters if that guy's really going to carry into the playoffs, but man, those 15 game nights are tricky, and this 15 game Sunday is going to be nuts. For the people that it matters to, I do not envy your position. I'm glad that I will not be required to watch any of that.
So again, you got to set alarms for 12:45 for the 1 o'clock games, for 3:15 for the 3:30 games, and be able to toggle and move away and Maybe save a couple of moves. Like if you've got seven waiver moves for the week, you know, save a couple of them for Sunday, because there's probably going to be some silly season goodies out there on Sunday. Some 30s, some 25s from guys you're like, wow, you just had a huge game. That's kind of stuff's going to happen on Sunday. So look alive. There might be goodies on waivers that win your championship this Sunday. All right. I just proved to you guys, I won the Cam Dynasty streaming guys all the way up until the end. I streamed a dude on Sunday, streamed a dude on Saturday. Okay. You're going to be doing it all the way up to the end. And if you're not, you're probably not going to win your league.
All right, man. Well, the plan is for you and I to keep doing this all the way through the playoffs.
Let's go.
All the way through the finals. I'm psyched about it. And that'll be fun because we can talk really everything from DFS to real life and all that stuff.
Yeah, points, spreads, fantasy, props. We'll be getting to all that stuff, man.
All of it. And then Kieran and I are going to be here on Tuesdays throughout the playoffs as well. So I'm excited that we get to keep this train rolling. And yes. Rick, we will see you next Thursday. Enjoy the Masters. Enjoy some daytime baseball today. I know you're fired up about some daytime baseball.
I am. I've got opponents to absolutely shred in Yahoo leagues, Doc. I'm looking forward to this, man. Already off to a good start in baseball. A lot of times I start slow, Doc, right? I got to get the pitching staff right. My pitching's nails already. These suckers don't stand a chance, Doc.
I got Strider, but I also have Ellie De La Cruz, and that is my guy. All right. Peace out, y'all.
Later.